Govindali Lamrita, Chapter 4, Part 2, Morning Pastimes, Continued, Pratakleela, Krishna's Bhog Vilas, Eating His Breakfast with His Friends. When Krishna and Balaram and Madamangal enter the royal dining hall in Nandagram, they smell the wonderful aroma of incense. The large dining platform has been cleansed with water and covered by a colorful cloth. Rows of luxurious asans are arranged on it, along with pitchers full of drinking water. As Krishna sits down on the captivating dining platform, Subal and Sridham sit on Krishna's left. Balaram sits on his right, and Madamangal, the joker, directly opposite. Other sakas sit down nearby. Yashomati enters with Chitrasakhi, holding a large golden pitcher of fruit juice, coconut milk, and sugarcane juice are served first. After personally calling the gopi who made each preparation, Yashoda brings their dishes from the kitchen and serves them to the boys. Radha nods to Rangadevi to give Yashoda the tasty Gangajal laddus that she brought from home. Yashoda's heart melts as she places these laddus on golden trays and divides them among the sakas headed by Baladev. Krishna laughs and jokes with his cowherd boyfriends as Yashoda serves the buttery sabjis. From the corner of his eyes, Krishna repeatedly glances towards the kitchen to peek at Radhika's beautiful face. Seeing Krishna like this gives unlimited joy to Radha's sakis. Pointing her finger at the different dishes, Mother Yashoda says, "Oh, Krishna Lal, this one is superb. This one is sweet, and this one is exotic. You must eat all of them." Krishna knows the favorite dishes of his friends, so he often tosses those items from his plate to theirs when Yashoda is not looking. Noticing Vrajeshri's anxiousness to feed Krishna and Krishna's inattention to his eating, Madamangal jokes, "Oh Ma, since Krishna's appetite appears to be very slight, you can just serve his portion to me because my hunger is insatiable." Later, after the meal, I will embrace Krishna, and thus he will become nourished by my embrace. Besides, he really cannot digest any food prepared in ghee. So just give Lala some boiled rice and sabji. Smiling upon hearing Batu's jokes, Batu is Mata Mangal, Krishna takes 5 or 6 handfuls of rich foods from his plate and fills Madhu's plate, saying, "Here, eat this." The joker, Mata Mangal, slaps his left armpit to make a funny sound. And addresses Krishna, "Oh Sakha, just watch me eat." Then Mata Mangal asks Mother Yashoda, "Oh Ma, please bring more yogurt." When Yashoda returns to the kitchen to collect the yogurt, Batu, Mata Mangal, captures everyone's attention by saying, "Oh, Sakas, look! A monkey is coming to steal our yogurt and fried rice." As the boys look where Batu is pointing, he quickly puts all his food on their plates. When they look back, he proudly states, "I have eaten everything on my plate." Seeing Yashoda coming with the yogurt, Batu says, "Oh Ma, I finished everything while you were gone. So now you can serve the sweet rice." Radhika is standing in the kitchen, fanning her sweet rice with a wet banana leaf to cool it, transferring it to a golden bowl. Rohini serves it to Ram, Krishna, and all the boys. Next, Rohini brings Radha's warm rice in a large golden bowl and places it on a 3-legged stand beside the maid servant named Bimala, and carefully serves the rice to the boys with her own hand. Rohini serves one preparation after another, beginning with spinach and ending with varieties of chutney. Every time she goes to the kitchen, Radha gives her a new item. Rohini Ma serves Radhika's special chapatis, which are made with white flour coated with ghee and softer than a newly formed banana leaf. Dhanishta puts the rasala, sweet, that Lalita made into the serving containers. Yashoda is very happy to see this preparation, so she affectionately serves it to all the boys. Sri Radha and her sakis are the embodiments of auspiciousness. Yet while gazing upon the moon-like face and effulgent bodily limbs of their pranavalabha, deep feelings arise to fill the gopis' minds with joy. Mother Mangal and the boys become intoxicated with bliss as they relish the four types of delicious edibles. Everyone laughs and jokes with Krishna to increase the joy of eating together. Some boys chew the fried rice and flat rice. Others lick the soft, moist preparations. Some suck the ripe mango chutneys, and others relish milk and other drinks. While savoring Radha's superb cooking, Krishna's bumblebee eyes soar through the sky to drink the honey from Radha's lotus face as she stands in the kitchen. Seeing Krishna's satisfaction with the meal, Mother Yashoda experiences boundless bliss. Though carefully hiding her inner feelings while relishing Krishna's sweet darshan, Radhika easily captures Hari's mind with her lovely blinking eyes. The topmost of romantic lovers becomes totally paralyzed by Radha's sidelong glances. Then Yashoda exclaims, "Oh son, why aren't you eating despite your hunger? Hey, please eat a little more. Otherwise, Providence will curse me. Oh child, I carefully invited Vrishabhanu Nandini here to cook. And Radha has worked very hard to make these preparations that defeat the taste of nectar. Oh, what more can be done? Has our desire to feed you sumptuously become foiled? Oh, Rohini, just see, although my weak and restless Gopal is hungry, he refuses to eat." Then Rohini affectionately fondles Krishna, saying, "Oh child, your mother and tender Radha, who is softer than a Malika flower and more tender, will be hurt if you don't enjoy the meal that Radha and I have carefully prepared for your pleasure. Just consider how your mother is lamenting today because you'll become tired from the exertion of herding the cows. So remove all inauspiciousness and honor our requests to eat some more." Krishna replies, "Oh Ma, I have already eaten a lot, and I'm not hungry anymore." Suddenly, the ecstatic desire to see Radha and chat her name overtakes Krishna. To hide this emotion and give joy to Rohini and Yashoda, Krishna resumes eating. With tears rolling down her cheeks, Yashoda pleads, "Krishna, you must eat everything." Pointing to the sweet rice, Yashoda says, "This is delicious. Please finish what is on your plate." Due to her motherly affection, Yashoda's clothing gets soaked from her tears and flowing breast milk. Yet she continues to ask Krishna to enjoy the rasala, mango juice, shikharani, sherbet, sweet milk, curd, gram flour, yoga, and the many different cakes. Finally, after Ram, Krishna, and the Sakas become fully satisfied, their zeal arises to take the cows to the forest.